I think we're about time to start for the next talk. So I'm from I'm Floris. I work at Number Zero, where we build Iro, and we kind of embraced Quick for this. And specifically, like last year, I talked about how we wanted to go from normal single path Quick to Quick multipath. And so this year I want to talk a bit more about that experience and what we sort of learned along those things. I won't talk too much about Iro, but essentially the goal that we want to have is like that we want fast and reliable connections anywhere, and we want them to be peer-to-peer, so like anyone can accept connections, incoming connections, regardless of where you are on the internet, even when you're at a home device at home or something. So this means you have to do, we want to do peer-to-peer, and peer-to-peer means you want to do hole punching. That kind of pushed us towards, hole punching is kind of a lot easier on UDP, so that kind of pushed us towards UDP, and then users don't really want the unreliability of UDP, so enter Quick, I guess. So that's kind of the story of how we ended up on Quick, sorry. All right, sorry. Yeah, so and the basic architecture kind of Iro in to some sense. It's like we do have like inherently multiple paths, which is why we kind of inherently were drawn to like wanting Quick multipath, because we want, like, if you have like typical setup, you have like two devices in a home network or something, you can't establish the direct IP connections to them normally. Normally those require hole punching. I'm touching slightly a little bit on hole punching at the end. But mostly not. But the relay connection is sort of like you make, if each device makes a connection to the relay server, we do this via HTTPS, upgrade to a WebSocket, and then we can like transport UDP datagrams via the relay server to each other. And the general idea is that we use that to kind of establish the connection, if you can't establish it immediately direct, and then we do hole punching coordination over that, and then you get the other pass. So we have like inherently several paths. Typically these days you get IPv4, IPv6 if everything goes well. But the reason we want to kind of go to multipath is that each path has its own properties, right? We just talked about congestion control. Each path has its own congestion controller. And with single path you don't have this. Like you start on one of the paths, the traffic goes through the path, and then you switch to another path, and then your congestion controller has to like restart, figure everything out again. If you switch back as you move through networks, the congestion controller loses all that state, loss detection, etc., loses all that state. So that's not ideal. So that's kind of what drives us to that. Another important part for us is that Quick also has inherently this.